This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen. The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
That time again. Time for wrestling talk.
Oh, sorry.
So this is still a thing we do?
This is still something we do.
It's been a while.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Big Easily. Big Easily back in black. Literally.
Back.
You know, it's my thing.
It is. Gentlemen, how goes it? We got Alex, we got T.O., we got Eric, we got Big Easy. What says y'all?
Well, that was as close as I could get to a southern accent.
The excitement level has not dropped since I was here before. We are still just on top of shit on fire, right?
Oh, best colorman in the biz.
All over the place. Love it.
No doubt.
What did I miss while I was gone? You guys finished up Hogan.
Oh, my God. How long have you been gone?
A couple, 2 weeks.
Holy shit. We did a whole two-part Road Warriors. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw the Road
not
Warriors.
Not a lot of people have heard about these guys. The Road Warriors... Eric and T.O. gave me a history lesson. Apparently, these guys weren't very popular, so their names were Animal and Hawk.
That sounds made up.
They were the Road Warriors. You've all probably heard of Demolition, but the Road Warriors, or the Legion of Doom, they were a tag team back in the 80s and 90s, and we did a show about them. Small audience, not many people know about them, but yeah, that's what we did.
Rabbit following where they had it?
Two parts, yeah.
Well, check that out, people. I'm sure it's on our YouTube and on our iTunes feeds.
Oh, so. For sure. Soon to be on Yo Radio.
Loving Yo Radio. They got a lot of good stations on there.
YoRadio.com, by the way. That's who's going to be fronting this whole deal, part of Lineup Media Group. That's where we will be live in
starting
3 weeks?
Week?
Counting 3 weeks?
3 weeks we're going?
Hit that app store.
Pretty sure, yeah. Hit the app store. Hit iTunes. Hit Google Play. Hit Stitcher. Right? Right?
Right?
Stitcher. Wrong?
Right?
Brothers?
Hello?
That's what's up. What's going on around here? Anybody? Anybody? Somebody?
Bueller.
Our childhood Bueller. Is still slowly hitting the fan. All these...
Dying off?
Yeah.
What about Neidhart?
Jim Neidhart.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
I'm surprised that they trend so hard when they pass away now.
What do you mean?
They trend hard in the morning.
Oh,
when they,
trend.
When
I
they
said
get,
trim. I was like, huh?
No, when they get... on Twitter, when they pass away, man, it is instant news, and everybody knows about it. The anvil trended until about 3 or 4 o'clock yesterday.
Wow.
But do you think some of it has to do with his daughter being... Because you start thinking about the how many people follow the wrestlers on Twitter right now when they're all sending their condolences because it's Natty's dad. He was on Total Bellas. He had done some stuff. Big-time family. Like I bet Neidhart was in the news a lot longer than Lawler's kid. But with Lawler being such a, you know, still relevant big time, he had a lot of people too that were famous that were verified on Twitter that had big time following sending their condolences. So, you know, like The Rock sent one. So I think a lot of a lot of the reason behind that is, you know, a lot of these people in WWE right now have 2 million Twitter followers.
Yeah, but I also think it's his character was very popular.
That can cause something to go trending. Mm-hmm. The more popular people are, like a couple of popular people.
Yeah, and I mean, Ronda Rousey's tweeting about it yesterday. I mean, like so many people that are. So I think that might have something to do with wrestlers trending, like the death of a wrestler trending more than, let's say, a former baseball player or football player.
I didn't see that.
You know,
for sure, it's on the wrestler, because baseball players generally aren't the stars that like any wrestler is, pretty much, because they go out there on their own or with a partner. But it's not generally baseball, football, hockey, basketball. They're all part of a team. You know what I mean? Unless they're standout, Michael Jordan, LeBron James.
They also don't die as often at younger ages.
That's fair.
Because he was what, 67?
63.
Yeah,
63. Ah, jeez.
You guys touched on Brian Christopher too, Grandmaster Sex Abe. Did they say how he died? I didn't catch that.
It's being investigated, but it's been ruled a suicide.
Suicide? How? Yeah. How so?
He hung himself.
Oh, I saw something from Jerry Lawler.
What?
Jerry Lawler doesn't think it was a suicide.
He hung himself.
I thought you said shot
himself. That's what I thought.
Apparently Lawler.
We're gonna go back and check that. Mark that.
I said he hung himself.
All right.
Lawler's big thing is, I guess, that the choke marks, the marks around his neck, are not consistent with shoelaces.
They left handprints.
No, but my thing is, if you hang yourself and then you have that regret, if you go to grab. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have your handprints could do something to cause
even
different
if you don't
types
have
of
regret,
bruising.
I would think you would have reflex.
It's net
if
it's
your arms
aren't
tied.
It's
you know?
Human instinct
right.
to go grab. So if you're grabbing,
you're strangling,
your hands get caught in there. I mean, I could see that could cause a bruising. I mean, And I'm sure Lawler's probably feeling a little bit of. He made his kid sit in there. He could have got him out. He didn't. He was trying to teach him a lesson. He had talked to a lot of friends about it. And the irony of it is, you know, they were talking about, I was listening to something yesterday or Sunday. They were talking about how Ric Flair handled his son's situation.
Ugh.
And he did it one way. Ric Flair always pulled strings, got his kid out. His kid ended up overdosing and dying. Lawler handles his kid the other way. It was his third DUI. He had been in jail for a few weeks. He had made a deal that as soon as he got done, they were driving him straight to rehab. And he promised him if he stayed sober for a year, he'd get him a job. I think we talked about it last week. He'd get him a job at developmental whatever. Or doing something with the company.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure he probably regrets that. And he's probably blaming himself a little bit. If I didn't get my, you know, if I would have went and got my kid out of jail, he wouldn't have committed suicide.
Yeah.
He's probably right. But at the same time, I mean.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, when it comes to
right
that shit, man.
At
yeah.
the time, you know, it's not his fault.
What's the story on the anvil? So you guys were talking seizure?
Yeah, so he wasn't sleeping well. He went to change the temperature on the thermostat and then basically looked – from the story I heard, it looked like he had, like, was changing the temperature and then, like, just abruptly spun around as if, like – I think the quote was it looked like he was about ready to start dancing or something like that, but, like, smacked up against the wall, hit his head when he fell. Had like a 4-inch gash on his head.
Jesus Holy Christ.
He was with family when that happened at home?
Yeah, he was just at home.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
That's a shame, man. And I know, apparently this did not figure into it, but he had a long list of, not long list, but the stories are long. He had some, what would you call it? Do you call it drug related or do you call it prescription related?
Both, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
he's a big prescription guy.
Yeah. Didn't he get arrested for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not long ago.
It was probably
4 or 5 years ago.
I think it was longer than that. I think he had been straight for probably 6-7 years. I'm wanting to say.
Damn.
But and the only reason I say that is because on like Total Bellas, it was showing like he wasn't on there for a while, and then that showed how they had a good relationship and how like. You can tell when someone's fucked up.
Here's the other thing.
He really wasn't.
I get how they get off of him and everything, but man, can you imagine the pain that guy's in? He was a world class athlete. I mean, he played for the Raiders.
I didn't know he went to UCLA.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Full scholarship.
Been that way for a long time. I mean, he started out working in Calgary, worked out in Memphis, and then got the push to the Mid South. I'm forgetting about Mid South, which you can check out on the network.
Championship Wrestling Florida.
Yeah, he did. He did wrestle. He had a cup of coffee down there, but he's got a bunch of Mid-South stuff up that they had just put up a couple months ago. But this guy had been all around before he got to the WWF, and obviously that's where he made his name as a member of the Hart Foundation. We talked about them when we did our tag team show. What's been a month ago now? More than a month ago? Jesus.
It's been more than that. I think it was that the second show we did?
Yeah, it's maybe been like 2 months.
6 weeks ago? So, sucks, man. Were you guys Neidhart fans?
Well, he was cool.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I mean, everybody loved the goatee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The original.
The new foundation. Where he was wearing that yellow track thing. Oh, with the baggy.
What about that? That was high energy.
Baby blue pants?
That okay, that's with Coco.
High energy.
Neidhart wore it too. Dude, look it up.
You sure?
You think I'm making it up?
No, you
new
wore that.
Foundation.
With the checkers?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Owen Hart switched. Owen Hart
that's
was.
That's right. Owen
and
Hart.
And then they brought in Coco, and they were high energy. Same fucking pants and everything.
Yeah.
Neidhart in that yellow jacket.
I remember that.
Wow.
Oh.
Looks like Bob Holly.
Yes. Hideous.
Giant Bob Holly.
Do you remember him being who?
Yeah, but it didn't last
very,
long.
Very, very, yeah, yeah.
Did not last long.
Was he ever NWO?
No.
No.
That's surprising.
He definitely ended up in WCW, though, with
he
David
definitely
Boy.
Seems like NWO material, later year NWO material.
Very true.
Yeah, just saying.
Well, RIP to Jim Neidhart, for sure.
Viacom deals, Jimmy.
That I can't. I actually didn't know he wasn't in the Hall of Fame. And again...
He will be.
This is a trend that's happening. This is a trend that's happening more and more now too. Is that once a wrestler dies, on social media, they start attacking the WWE or certain wrestlers that are in the Hall of Fame that they think the guy that passed away should be in over.
Coco.
So
Coco is always the first name.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, so they start shitting on somebody like, you know, he's not in the Hall of Fame and they put this guy in, you know, and he didn't get to have that moment, you know. So like. That's something I've noticed lately, too, when you bring up social media. There's a lot of the...
Maybe they didn't want to put up a no trespassing sign at the physical Hall of Fame. They just wanted to put Coco Beware.
You're fucking funny, man.
Maybe they put him in because he's black. I think it's more of that.
Ah, a little affirmative black shit. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, it seems to be they have one black guy every year. He danced to the ring, right?
Oh, so he's a token.
Some things never change. Yeah.
Okay. So
WWF, baby.
Just a quick thought. Vader and or Neidhart are going to go in 2019.
Yes. Vader's
yes
first.
No?
So I'd say both.
So, but for 2019, you think he'll go in?
My thoughts on the 2019 Hall of Famer is that they are going to go big WWF Attitude Era,
New York.
Yes.
Right.
New York.
So, that's why I'm asking.
Maybe neither. Maybe Vader. Vader was a part of the Attitude Era for a short.
Bam Bam Bigelow will go in because he's from that
ECW.
Era. Well, he's just from that area.
No, I know.
So, I mean, like, I could see Bam Bam going in. I think Vince goes in.
No. He won't ever let him put him in.
Do they wait till he dies?
Yeah. Same with Triple H. I mean, I bet they do DX this year, but they won't say Triple H stuff. Just say DX.
But so who's the headliner? For New York.
I would think The Rock.
In New York, though? They're saying he's at Wrestle.
Oh, jeez.
They're saying that they might do an angle with him and Reigns or him and that Elias.
Well, you think they just sell out Madison Square Garden regardless of who the headliner is? Undertaker?
I don't know if they're doing it at Madison Square Garden because that's where the All-In show or the...
Super Show or whatever.
Ring of Honor sold out fucking Madison Square Garden.
Is Vince pissed about that?
The Friday night before?
It's either Saturday or Friday night. I don't know what night it is, but I don't know.
Well, either way, Madison Square is going to host the NXT show.
I don't think so. Those shows are the same night.
So then they'll do it on the New Jersey side.
That's what I'm saying. I bet it's Barclays.
Brooklyn?
Yeah. I bet.
Fuck.
They'll sell it out, though, but
You're telling me they're going to do a Hall of Fame and not do it in Madison Square Garden?
I know the Saturday night, the night of the NXT show, is when they're doing their Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks.
They're doing another All In?
They sold, I think, 15,000. Was it 15,000 they sold for that?
14.
I mean,
All In 2?
It's sold out.
Jesus.
Flippity flop, flippity flop.
You know, if they could get somebody that knows what the fuck they're doing and some money, they need a billionaire, basically, to run that company and make a real company out of it. They'd be all right. Never happened.
Yeah, well, the
get those guys under contract.
The idea of CM Punk coming in, like, I mean, this guy turning in to be a huge butt fuck. I mean, what a horrible human being. And I don't care. I don't care how much money it was. If you tell your when you're loaded,
and you fuck your buddy.
If you have a really rich friend, rich as shit, and you do okay, and that friend asks you, hey, I want to go on your podcast and tell my story. I'm going to help you because it's going to get you listeners and everything. But Colt Cabana had been doing that podcast forever. He was one of the first big wrestling podcasts.
Right.
So Punk had been on there before.
Right.
He didn't have to go there. He could have done a shoot video. He could have done anything. He goes on there. He gets, you know, this causes this huge fucking drama. WWE bankrolls this doctor, guaranteed. Drags it out as long as he can. Hey, I got you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Don't worry about it. I mean, in text messages, I got you. Don't worry about it. Stay with this defense attorney. The bill comes back to $530,000-something, and now Punk's trying to take says he owes him $250,000. There's a couple more things that, Alex, have you read in on that, like some of the other issues with that?
Not really, to be honest.
Yeah, so but I mean he's literally he's trying to collect $250 from his supposed best friend and
$250,000.
I'm tired of taking care of you or defending something just fucking bizarre.
Sounds right.
And this guy is known for having no friends and being a prick and
never heard any of that.
Borderline sociopath.
I told you I never fucking liked the guy.
No.
The whole straight edge thing. Do you know what straight edge people do? They go to parties where people are drinking and they like steal the keg and throw it. They think it's funny.
Oh, they just don't. Like, well, straight edge.
Because they're fucking weirdos.
They don't do drugs. They don't drink. They don't do anything.
Can't trust anybody that doesn't drink. Yeah.
Call them squares.
Well, I'm just saying. If you stop drinking or like were an alcoholic, that's one thing. But
his dad was an alcoholic and beat the shit out of him. I mean, like, I get why the dude comes
across. Yeah, but he wasn't.
But when you come across as tattooed all over and it becomes your lifestyle and your identity.
Fuck him.
And, you know, the only person he has now is his wife, who is documented as being bipolar or whatever in her book.
No.
So I'm sure they have a healthy relationship that involves him having complete control over her.
What are your thoughts on CM Punk, Eric?
I don't like the fucking guy.
Why not?
No, I mean, he's not bad, dude. He's just, why'd you try to do, you made yourself look like an idiot and an asshole for trying to go to the.
No, we're not talking about UFC.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
No, I know. I'm talking about him as a person, as a
no,
whole.
I know.
You know what I mean? Why'd you do that? You just made yourself look dumb as shit. You should have just stuck where you were at and had a semi-decent career in the WWE. Instead, you come over here
and
more people know your name now, but it's not in a good way.
He should have stopped while he was ahead. I mean, in my opinion, he didn't even have any business being in the upper card of any wrestling show, period.
T.O., why'd I always say?
Because he's not athletic and he doesn't look like a wrestler and he has horrible footwork.
Horrible footwork. That's how you can tell somebody's not an athlete.
What did it for me, oddly enough, I mean, and he didn't start doing this until, I don't even know, 2014 maybe earlier, but whenever he tried to replicate Savage's elbow off the top, the first time I saw that, if you would have seen the look on my face, it's just horrendous.
I do find it hard because it's very easy to do. You go on your side, you land, and you pop over the top of him, and you don't touch him. At least that's what I've heard.
Hey,
still real to me, damn it.
Speaking of Savage, Intercontinental Belt.
That means Alex is done with the shooting around.
He's a Trump fan, Chicago guy.
You shouldn't say that.
Or not Trump fan. He's a Punk fan.
I know, clearly.
I'm texting about Trump. And
I figured it was
that came
out. Where did that come from?
I figured it was because he started thinking about pink tights and he didn't want to talk about any more girl stuff.
There it is.
He's a big anti-feminist.
Everybody knows it.
What we're here today. Oh, and by the way, check us out. Facebook.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Twitter.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Same goes for YouTube. YouTube.com/numeral3horsemanshow. Or just type in the, THREE, horseman, HORSEMEN, show. You'll find us. That's how you find us. We've lost a big following. I don't know if you guys know. We were doing a lot better last year, and then we went on an extended hiatus. So come back. Rate us on iTunes Google Play and all that stuff and give us 5 stars. You know the deal. Go to YoRadio.com, download the Yo Radio app. We are about to go live on that here in about 3 weeks, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I'm not good with numbers. But come check us out because we'll be live there on the lineup channel. You'll have everything on there. You can find 60s channels, 70s channels, 80s channels, reggae, alternative, rock and roll. Can't do one without the other. There's a punk station. What am I missing? Country, reggae, you name it, they got it.
Lake House.
The Lake House. How can you fucking forget the Lake House? Jesus Christ.
Did you mention the lineup channel?
Lineup, that's where they'll find us.
Yep.
The lineup media channel. So, go, download it. Get it on your phone. Get ready. The live stream starts here in a few weeks. Okay.
Nailed it.
That does it for us. That's the end of the show, right? Oh, no, we got more to go. Today, Intercontinental Championship, old school WWF. I couldn't tell you who the fuck is the Intercontinental Champion right now. T.O. probably could.
That's Ziggler.
Look at that. See? Told you. We got to go to. New guy.
The fuck is a Ziggler?
Yeah, but... Well, the one thing we can talk about,
Nick Nemeth?
About the IC title right now is, since Brock Lesnar never wrestles and
motherfucker, how do you manage to fit Brock Lesnar into every show?
No, but what I'm saying is, there's no emphasis on the heavyweight championship on Raw. So,
I don't know.
For the first time in forever, the IC belt is kind of elevated. And there's a little prestige to it now, and you have two really good workers having
worldwide
a feud.
Prestige.
Yes, I got it. Step Brothers.
I get the joke. Thank you.
It just wasn't funny.
Say it again. Prestige worldwide.
No, worldwide.
Yeah, funny.
But
it's the best on the
tough crowd.
It's featured on the end of the show now.
Yeah, and the best match at SummerSlam will probably be Ziggler and Rollins. I think those two will probably have the best in-ring match, which a lot of times back in the day, you're Steamboat and Macho Man. The IC title was your working, usually your best worker had that belt, and you were soon going to be catapulted towards the main card.
Who's Lesnar wrestling?
Who do you think? Who's he wrestled every pay-per-view for the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, there's what's closing the show, so there's your prestige for your Intercontinental belt.
So Strowman has the Money in the Bank.
Oh, no.
He's wrestling Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens can win the Money in the Bank in that match. So we could kind of try to predict how it's going to end.
Oof. You sure we want to do that?
No, it just goes back to today. Keep the belt on Lesnar and let Lesnar do the promo tours for the UFC as the WWE champion.
His 12th win over the Reigns kid?
Yeah.
God.
I see them reuniting the Shield at the end of it, and then that's how it's going to go down.
Well, IC title is the topic today. So,
and Heyman managing them. Go ahead.
God.
Go ahead.
Hijack my heart. When I say the Intercontinental title, Big Easy, who is the first person you think of?
Jeez, that's a toughie, but Shawn Michaels or Randy Savage, really.
Ooh. Michaels or Savage?
Yeah.
Those would actually be my answers, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Warrior.
Motherfucker, really? You're a huge Warrior fan.
Mountie. Like them.
The Mountie?
The Mountie? Not me.
He always gets his man. I'm just saying.
He did have a big 3-day title reign. How long was that? How long was the Mountie?
Hey, he had a title
reign. It was not a full week.
Jacques Rougeau. He was the champion on January 17th until January 19th. Now, if you don't think about that reign, Chubby Reign.
Better in one day.
My guy's Bret Hart. That's who I love that run. I love that Mr. Perfect match. And I love that Bulldog match. But if we're talking whoever we thought was the greatest one, that's tougher. We'll get to that.
That's really subjective. Razor Ramon had a great run. I mean, him and Shawn Michaels had some classic. They had some classic table or ladder
match. Ladder match.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
there's a good match. Well, let's talk about the history of the title. Of course, how it started, they had a North American title in WWF, and then Vince McMahon must have had somebody call him and tell him, they have a North American title down in Mid-South. And he said, well, fuck that. We are going to have an Intercontinental title. We're going to take the North American one off DiBiase, and we're going to have a big tournament in Rio de Janeiro. and tournament. Thousands of people at this show. In fact, they don't even know how big the show was. They didn't even keep track of attendance. They didn't keep track of the tournament either. But apparently...
How do you mean?
Well, the main thing is it didn't happen. They just stuck the belt on Pat Patterson.
He was South American champion.
Okay.
Oh, really?
South American, quote unquote.
They mixed the North American Heavyweight Championship with the South American Heavyweight Championship. That's, I mean, and if you don't know your history of the South American Heavyweight Championship, eventually we'll do a show on it.
It'll last about 5 minutes.
Be a quick one. But Pat Patterson becomes the first champion down in Rio de Janeiro. So that's how the Intercontinental title was birthed.
Birthed. I like the way you say that.
Now, see, they can't do that shit now. But they used to do it quite often back in the day. They'd put titles on people. You didn't have to have matches. They just fucking stuck them on people.
Why?
Everyone.
Hold on. I'm just trying to think about that commercially. Don't they think the fans would fucking...
Well, they didn't have the internet in the 70s
and 80s. That's a good point. Or best the 60s. Is the hotlines or anything or the magazines.
Well, you did have the torch. Not by then, but the torch probably showed up in, what, 84, 85? Meltzer's stuff?
Yeah, you're...
Somewhere in there?
I don't remember whenever that came out at all.
Looks like he's on steroids now. Just throwing that out there.
He's got a mean stutter, too.
Yeah.
Oof. He was on... I'm guessing he was on Juice back in the day. Yeah. He's probably an HGH guy.
I saw him backstage at a UFC thing, because he covers that now. I saw a picture of him.
Somehow I knew.
That's the only reason I said it, just to get you going.
Somehow I knew.
Works every time.
That's probably not even true. You just... threw that out there.
Nah, I did. I wanted to make sure I threw that in there.
I'm like a show.
Did you see it coming?
Women hating and the UFC.
Did you see it coming though? Honestly, Corey, did you see it coming?
Honesty, I saw it coming.
Honestly,
no, I didn't see it.
I know you didn't. I blindsided you. Bam.
So we talk about the Intercontinental title. I don't think it got its bigness until really. I mean, Tito had the title, but Savage was the one who kind of made it come to the forefront.
Yeah, Chico.
Feel free to jump in anytime wants.
Who'd Savage take it off of? Tito?
Tito.
Chico.
Boston Garden.
So then Chico. Then it leads right to Savage.
That's where his big match came, but I mean he had runs. He faced Hogan when he was the Intercontinental Champion a bunch.
Who'd he lose it to?
Steamboat.
But that was like the big match that everybody knows and that I'm going to say prestige again, but that's what gave the belt the prestige was that match.
I agree.
But I have a question, and it's kind of hard for me to... That was cool. It's kind of hard...
Use the microphone?
Well, it keeps rising on its own.
No.
That's what she said.
that's true.
At the time, was that match...
Yes.
I mean, people knew it was a great match.
Fuck yeah.
But was it as big a deal as it is now? Is it almost like the hype and the magnitude of the match remembered differently than at that time? As time goes on.
Alex, you've seen the match. Somebody fucking jump in.
I don't remember.
Yeah, wars?
Probably. I mean, because, again, back in the day, you didn't have social media. You didn't have... you know, marks, basically, that would be like, this is the most fantastic match I've ever seen.
And the WWF wasn't known for having workers.
True.
So
good point.
That's my thing with that. I think that match, for a lot of the WWF fans, was like, holy shit. They didn't see Flair. They didn't see Flair and Steamboat if they were only WWF fans.
I think they had solid workers that carried the belt. Valentine, Santana, Morales.
But were they working with guys that could work?
Yes.
When did they start doing that then? Because that's my bigger question.
So the problem is, up until WrestleMania, I mean, you only had live crowds watching these matches.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you didn't have the network at the time. So you didn't have as many people that knew about these other matches that... Admittedly, aside from Mania 3 prior to that, I've seen Tito Santana and Savage. I watched was the Morocco Snuka match? Was that IC?
Yep, 83.
besides those, I probably have not watched.
Fuck, man, we're not even talking about Morocco. Morocco was a solid worker, yeah, too.
I mean, prior to that, I've not watched any other IC matches.
Okay, so then it goes from that to where you have your workers carrying that belt. When does it become, all right, we're going to put the next guy in line?
See,
as the IC champ.
It's all thrown into, and I will say, I think Savage Steamboat's one of the top five matches in the history of the company. And then they say, oh, false finishes, too many false finishes. Well, that match is almost all false finishes. It is. Just go back and watch
it. But it wasn't a thing back then to have all false finishers.
Steamboat was really good at it, though. Steamboat would do the quick covers. He did the same thing when he did the 30-minute Iron Man match with Rick Rude, and he and Flair did it a lot. There's a difference between being good at it and doing your finisher 1,000 times.
Exactly. Doing the quick covers and the combo roll-ups, and that is different than 5-star press, 2.5 kick out. Fucking super kick.
There's a difference between wearing down your opponent
yes,
and going for quick pins and thinking you're going to pull yes, a fucking inside cradle.
Yeah. Or even the heel pulling the tights trying to get a quick one. Like that there was more psychology, and that told the story of the match.
God, remember when people would hold the tights and that was your finish?
Yeah. And people would just go nuts, though. I mean,
he held the tights, what the fuck?
That would be like, fuck you, you're dirt. Like, that was something that like got heat.
To die.
You don't get heat for that now. You have baby faces holding the trunks to get belts. It's like, what? Like
every once in a while, you catch a shot of somebody's ass cheeks or something.
Doesn't make sense. Holding the trunks. Well, I think that's everybody's big complaint, is that it doesn't make sense. The honky tonk man is what changes everything.
So
go on.
Was Savage the first guy that they decided, or do you think they consciously decided, all right, when Hogan goes, or we're gonna have a Hogan Savage feud, this is going to be the catapult to it. It's going to be the placeholder belt for the guy that's going to be the guy. Because Warrior did it. You know, Honky Tonk Man's really the only guy in that generation that never held the belt.
Well, looking at the timeline, Steamboat beat Savage, and then Steamboat asked for time off for the birth of his child, and that's why they take it off him. Not the best way to do it. I don't know why Honky Tonk Man. I've never heard an answer to that question.
He was supposed to just be transitional, I think. Like, they were supposed to put it on Beefcake?
Beefcake that's right.
Was supposed to take it, and yeah.
Did he ever hold a title, Beefcake?
Nope.
That's amazing.
He held Hogan's all the time.
Oh,
and his snap. Got him.
Yeah, the Disciple always looked good holding that NWO belt.
We're talking about his title, right? That's what he had.
Title, dick, whatever code word they had for it. Can I hold your title and
hold
my butt?
Hold my beer, Bruce. Brother.
Well, I mean, how long's Honky Tonk Man champ? He's champ from June 2nd of 87 to August 29th of 88.
400 some days.
34, 430 something.
How many days?
Four in the 430s.
Somewhere in there.
I thought he held it for like 3 years.
No,
so it wasn't that long.
No.
Surprised they haven't tried to get, like, as shitty as the Honky Tonk Man has been, talking out about the company. They don't like that. There's pretty spiteful fucks. Like they've made sure that Nikki Bella took over AJ Lee's reign as the longest diva or women's champion or whatever you
they
call
got
them,
rid of,
Alex.
They got rid of Demolition's record.
Yeah, they're very petty about those belt records.
They'll put you out of the fucking books, won't they?
I'm surprised they have not kept the IC belt on someone like The Miz or something.
I honestly don't think they have enough attention span to do it.
Yeah.
They need to get a belt on somebody else to help make them.
They don't book long-term either. It's
which weak, doesn't make sense weak. To me. And remember, they did the run where they kept making everybody world champion. Mm-hmm. And look at how that turned out. Now you've got former WWE champion Jack Swagger. Former
Jesus
WWE champion
Christ.
Mark Henry.
Alberto Del Rio.
Former WWE champion Alberto Del Rio.
Edge had multiple. I mean,
yeah,
he sucked.
I still have never understood that.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't, Christian, too. I mean, I think he had the belt at one time.
Great Khali.
Yeah. Ooh. At least he was big. I mean, like,
so was Mark Henry.
but then you had, you know,
somebody gonna get their head split.
Well, here's my so
wig split
out of your Benoit Jericho. I know Jericho held it, but like Benoit, Malenko, those guys that came over the Radicals, the cruiserweights from WCW that ended up Eddie Guerrero, Did all of them hold the IC belt?
And Benoit did.
And did it go in that order? Yeah. Was it IC before heavyweight championship?
Malenko didn't. Malenko had the light heavyweight belt, and I think that was it.
Jericho ever held the Intercontinental?
Oh yeah. Does he still have the record?
I believe so.
The title reigns?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, Benoit and Guerrero both held it. Yeah.
Prior to being heavyweight champ?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, because it is that stepping stone. But then I feel like what didn't happen in the 80s is once you got past the IC title, you didn't go back down to it.
No.
Once you became the heavyweight champ, you stayed at the top of the card. You weren't that guy. Mm.
Unless you were on your way out, which is a perfect example of Kerry Von Erich.
Yes.
So he went world title back to Intercontinental?
Von Erich?
Yeah.
He never went anywhere after. No. I mean, he was
done.
Too many charges.
But he would have – I definitely think they would have put the heavyweight title on him at some point in time if he would have stayed straight.
Yeah, by the way, if you're listening and you've never looked it up, look up Kerry Von Erich versus Rick Martel. I have never seen somebody so fucked up in a ring until the Jeff Hardy thing. Kerry Von Erich is, I mean,
was that when he cut himself with the?
No, that's the Lawler match. The fucking.
So you're telling me there was
match.
A better one of him when he blades his side?
No, he's just barely awake in the match. Just go into the ring corners and stand.
I'll be honest, I've got to look this up myself because I'm.
Oh,
is this WWF
house show? Madison Square Garden.
Is it?
Is it on the network?
I don't think it's on
probably
the
not.
It might be. You'd have to search the card, but we get to in timeline order. We get to the Ultimate Warrior's reign. Now this is when it became let's change the colors of the belt.
Right.
Let's do fucking 5 minutes. So you like that?
Yeah, I like the blue one that he had, the light blue leather belt, the Intercontinental one. Right? When it
well,
light blue?
He just had the yellow one. The light blue one didn't come.
Was it yellow then?
Yeah.
Or did he have a white one too though?
No.
No?
He just had the yellow. Well, he won the.
I think you're thinking of the. Was he thinking of the
I'm
world
I'm
title?
I'm thinking of the world title.
Yeah. So with the Intercontinental belt, he just. It was still on the black strap when he won it, then went to yellow, but that was it. We didn't get the light blue one until Shawn Michaels.
Did you get rid of that belt?
I did.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
All NWA collection now.
Attaboy. NWA. You
that
know
belt
what that is
pretty
for?
Fucking cool.
Yeah,
what's that stand for?
Oh yeah, let's talk about the belt while we got you. If you're on YouTube, you can actually see it. Which why aren't
really
you going there?
It's really tiny on the screen. But anyway, this is the Mid-Atlantic Heavyweight Championship belt. What's the timeline on this? Started in
oh god, the 70s.
I was gonna say 60s. I'm right. I don't know for sure.
No, you're right. I'm wrong.
But then
losing my mind.
Probably. I guess they got rid of it just whenever.
85, 86, whenever they merged.
Yeah.
Moved everything down to Hotlanta. It's good looking.
But, I don't know, a lot of guys held this.
A lot of history in that bad boy.
Yeah.
I would look it up, but we're on Intercontinental shit. I guess I should have rethought that out yesterday.
Does he kiss a kid and hold a picture in the before the match?
That sounds right. If it's Rick Martel, I'm pretty sure it's the only match they ever fucking wrestled against each other. I'm sure Rick probably thought, oh, I can pull something out of him. Uh-oh. We didn't lose connection, did we?
Eric did for whatever reason. No big deal. It'll come back up.
Didn't they stand up in the ring, the corners of the rings, and mm-hmm, do the pose? Mm-hmm. And he damn near falls off and breaks his ankle. Oh, stumbles back.
Well, breaks one of his ankles. Or he could have broke his prosthetic.
Hey,
you got to look. One foot's bigger than the other. That's why he wore the tassels.
For the record, you're actually correct. 1970 is when it started.
Nice.
And then
so T.O. is now going to sit through the show, and he's going to comment
Martel,
on the Rick Martel, Kerry Von Erich.
Martel
match.
Tries doing an arm drag. I'll quit watching it because this is golden.
Okay. Yeah, it gets worse. But this is the Ultimate Warrior Rick Rude feud era, and Ultimate Warrior carries it until the match with Hogan at WrestleMania 6, right? Yes, 6.
No.
Okay.
Loses it to Rude, then gets it back.
Right. And then he carries it until WrestleMania 6. That's why I said the Rude thing.
Oh, okay.
This is the Rude feud era.
Gotcha.
This is the, he loses it at WrestleMania when Heenan grabs the foot?
Yep. WrestleMania 5 and gets it back at SummerSlam.
That's right. Man, they used to do time.
Boys,
still
Boys, I got a really cool graphic I want to go through here when this Chromecast gets back up, if it ever gets back up.
We can do that.
Actually, I'll just bring it up on the screen here. I'm going to put this on our broadcast.
Our first graphic.
So I'm just dropping it right on top of our ugly mugs, right on top of the broadcast. This is a picture I found on Reddit.
Okay.
It is of every single, best I can tell, every single intercontinental title holder up until the present day, in order.
Look at that.
Good Lord.
Let's go through it. Who's this beautiful Pat Patterson looking some bitch?
That's
right here.
The leader of the cream team. That is Pat Patterson.
All right. Then we've got what looks to be someone adorable. Who is that?
Ken Patera?
Oh, is that Kenny? No, that looks like Adrian Adonis to me.
Oh,
Second picture.
No.
Second one, who is that?
Ken Patera.
Is it?
World Strongman. Come on.
Sure enough.
You got Pedro Morales, Don Morocco, Tito.
Chico.
Or as Jesse would refer to him, Chico Santana. I like that belt, too. The green.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine, Savage, Steamboat, the Honky Tonk Man, the Ultimate Warrior. I see why you liked him, Eric.
Yeah.
I get it.
He's colorful.
Quite colorful.
In pictures.
What's Rude got there? He's got an Intercontinental title and a world or a tag strap?
No, that's his tights.
His tights.
Oh, shit. You're right.
There's a fucking colorful bastard.
Rick Rude?
Dude,
he was one of the best of all time. Yeah. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody can work a crowd like, well, not nobody, but he was one of the best mic workers of all time.
Oh,
ladies running, you know, just freaking out. Men pissed off because of the gyrations. I can't handle gyrations on my TV.
That's right.
I'm hetero. Can't
Are you
it.
On Twitter?
Me? No.
Oh, I see a lot of that now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like
I mean, I look on Twitter every now and then, but I don't really follow much wrestling stuff on there anymore.
Fair enough. No, I say our next show should be ring gear. But, yeah, a lot of yellow. A lot of yellow in the late 80s, early 90s. Look at that. Yellow for Rude. Yellow for Hitting. Yellow for the Texas
respect.
Tornado.
That's Mr. Perfect.
Oh.
It's Mr. Perfect.
Let's just be... That's Mr. Perfect. That's not Kurt Hennig.
Start getting shit like about like here.
I say before that even.
Really?
Yeah.
I say whenever that was where I was going to start.
D'Lo Brown. Man, they were throwing that fucker around during the Attitude Era.
D'Lo could wrestle, though.
That's true. He could also break people's necks.
So it goes
Sorry, Droz.
Gold Dust, then Ahmed Johnson, Mark Marrow, Triple H, The Rock,
We
Owen.
Skipped a whole bunch in here.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to look at guys that held the belt because.
Fucking Marty Jannetty.
Yeah. Rude never held the heavyweight championship.
Jannetty held the strap? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Jannetty was the one they wanted to be the big. I mean, they thought he was going to be the star out of the two.
Look at all the guys that didn't get catapulted to the world title.
That's what.
Shane Douglas, for instance.
Rick Rude, Kurt Hennig, Kerry Von Erich, Honky Tonk Man, Steamboat.
Mountie.
Valentine, Santana, the Mountie. That's right, the Mountie wasn't ever world champion. I almost forgot that. The Mountie.
Anytime I hear his name, I just think of those promos.
What a fucking character.
He always gets his man.
Johnny B. Bad.
Mark Marrow.
Yeah, that's the wild man there. That's not Johnny B.
I liked him better as Johnny B. Bad, though. You know, I don't know.
A lot of those guys, never China. Can't forget China. Sorry, Alex.
Hey, she made this match list that I put together. Thank you.
Of course she did.
Chris Jericho won the strap in China. How prestigious is that?
There's a guy I thought would have become world champion. Ken Shamrock.
Did you really?
Yes.
I did too.
When he was juiced up and he was just fucking as ripped as he was, and then look at him when he got off juice, started wearing the elbow pads because he was much smaller.
I remember his Lion Den's matches. Who did he have the famous one with? Was it Owen Hart maybe? The one where they were...
Lion's Den, Owen Hart.
Madison Square Garden, I think they did that during that pay-per-view. But it wasn't on site, I don't believe.
No, it was there.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah, wasn't that great.
Okay, but look at that. Look at Hennig, Hart, Bulldog, Michaels, Scott Hall. Jarrett was a good worker.
Yeah.
Fucking Gold Dust was a hell of a worker.
Still is.
Triple H, great worker. The Rock... that's up for debate. It depends. You either like this shit or you didn't. Owen Hart, Steve Austin. I mean, you got some fucking workers there.
Sean Morley. I mean, Val Venus. Sorry.
Yeah, it's really a transition from you have a good worker to a not good worker to a good worker to a not good worker.
So you're saying Road Dog to Godfather. Which one's the not good worker there? I guess Godfather?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I mean, Well, I wasn't going there, but now that we did get down to the the late 90s, then it changes a little bit.
A little bit.
I mean, Jericho, Angle, Benoit? How's that for fucking putting on some five-star matches?
And then that's you go to Rikishi, good. Eddie, Billy Gunn. No one's mentioned Billy Gunn.
Yeah, no one should.
I like Billy Gunn.
You really like Billy Gunn?
I do. Yeah.
Really?
I thought he could. He did his shit. I mean, he got over.
I guess you're right.
I don't know if he ever got over as much on his own. He was much better in tag teams, but he got over. Yeah. Prince Albert.
Never a huge
Matt
fan
Bloom.
Of Albert.
He was huge in Japan.
Albert was?
Yeah, I mean, he was.
Then they tried to recreate it, and it flopped.
Yeah, he is a big star over here. They came back as Tensai, and he was shit.
Is that Matt Bloom or Lance Storm after him? I think that's Lance Storm.
Yeah.
Lance Storm to Christian. You can cancel out Test, but look at that row of workers. Cancel Regal, Van Damme, Booker T, Orton, Benjamin.
That's what I was about to say. There's two guys right by each other that was the biggest disappointment to me that I thought were going to be huge stars, and that was Shelton Benjamin and Carlito.
I don't see why Shelton Benjamin never became more. I mean,
he was probably the most athletic guy there.
Yeah, bad on the mic.
He was Lesnar.
Bad on the mic.
I mean, he was the heavyweight champ. He was the heavyweight at Minnesota before Lesnar was there. Had the look, could work like a motherfucker. Nothing. Carlito, he could speak, came from a wrestling family. He could work. He just apparently, didn't he stab fucking Cena or something? I mean, something happened with him and Cena in it.
Yeah.
In his career.
Something. I don't know.
Is that Flair next to Carlito?
That's yeah, what I was looking at yep. too. Like
that's the biggest what? I've ever seen him in a picture.
Woo! That's 07?
He looks thick. I mean, like, he looks like he has 08? An upper body.
Let's look.
Yeah, he does. His arms are actually not too bad.
Like there's definition. Yeah, I'm sure he was on the gas then.
Ric Flair was champion. It was a short one, but he was champion.
He wanted
Jesus,
it at a pay per view.
Have it?
He wanted it at a pay per view. That's all I remember.
Boy, they don't even have him as oh, yeah, they do. He won it in September of 05, carried it till February of 06.
Okay, so who?
That's pretty good, 6 months.
Not bad.
The dude holding the belt where his junk's at.
Johnny Morrison?
That's yeah. just a Johnny horrible look.
Nitro Morrison, whatever.
There you go.
Then it goes, who's that, Batista?
Umaga.
He's dead, right? Umaga, Batista.
Yeah. Oh, Santino Marella.
Santino, I can't see that far.
Yeah, it ain't no Batista, sir.
Is that Kofi?
Kofi.
Who's
how
after
big
Kofi?
He was.
Punk, JBL, Mysterio.
Look how little JBL is there.
Yeah, he's small.
Can you name the man between Rey Mysterio and Dolph Ziggler?
I cannot.
Is it Miz? I can't tell from here. I guess I could look.
No, it's
from that time period, I doubt it.
Is it the kid that wrestled at Oklahoma?
I think it's the kid from NXT.
Well, let me find out here.
It's not Swagger?
It's Drew McIntyre.
Oh, Drew McIntyre.
Drew Galloway now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
McIntyre's back. In WWF. Or WWE.
That's right. I keep forgetting they brought his name back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you guys name a favorite match out of these guys? Can you tell me who you enjoyed as a Intercontinental
Who's
as an Intercontinental Champion?
Who's between
match?
Orton and Cody Rhodes?
Where are you looking? What row?
Above Ambrose, second. Right above Dean Ambrose.
In between Orton and Cody Rhodes.
That's not Orton, is it?
That's Drew McIntyre.
I'm talking about that guy.
Yeah, that's Galloway or McIntyre, whatever.
Oh, I gotcha.
Three down for McIntyre. It goes Ziggler. Is that Orton?
Here?
Yes, no, the big African-American
that's
gentleman.
That's Wade,
Barrett.
Wade
Do we
Barrett.
Have this up on our screen on YouTube?
Yeah, it's on
Wade
YouTube.
Wade Barrett.
Ezekiel. Was that
Jackson,
Ezekiel?
Jackson, yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't even know who the fuck that is.
I don't. That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Rhodes, Big Show, Miz.
Man, is it weird to anybody else how much Big Show there kind of looks like a younger Rick Steiner? You might see that.
Then we got Mr. Perfect Jr.
God, what a... out of all the kids that came in, you had Rhodes' kid, DiBiase's kid, and Henning's kid. Henning's kid was the worst, but he's last the longest in the company.
He was supposed to get the big push. God, I can't even think of the guy next to Daniel Bryan's name anymore.
Ryback.
Ryback, yeah.
No.
Yeah, the guy that left?
Yeah.
He's a tag champion now.
I know.
Harper? Luke Harper?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they say he's an unbelievable worker. They just don't let it. Like a lot
he
of people
should be Brody.
Are huge on him. That's what. Yeah, yeah. A lot of people say that.
Should put him in black.
A lot of podcasts.
Black tights. Give him fur boots.
I'll bet you guys right now, within a year, Big E, as soon as he breaks away from New Day.
Back
be,
to this?
He'll be a champion.
You think so?
No, he'll be a heavyweight champion.
Didn't Shane McMahon have that Intercontinental one time, or am I freaking
hardcore.
Out?
No, he had
hardcore.
Oh, he had the hardcore?
I think he had European. He had
yeah,
European
didn't he Europe? Carry the coveted European title?
I don't know.
You
I,
have
I
to say
I
coveted.
Coveted title, but I couldn't remember what it was.
Have to say coveted.
So how big of a joke is it? That mean? I mean, like not being a dick, but China holding the belt. That's just asinine. She was believable that she could kick the shit out of some of the guys, but...
Well, what's your...
What's? Oh, let me ask you this. Sorry, Corey. What's more insulting, China with the Intercontinental title or fucking the actor holding WCW title, Arquette?
Arquette
by WCW. Far.
There you go. So I don't have too much of a problem with one
China
guy out of 72
the
holders.
Fuck out of him if she is still alive.
Right. When she first came in, she was...
Dude, China kicked the fuck out of quite a few people.
Now, wait a minute.
I
now, let's not conflate
bit.
Bodybuilding with being tough.
No, that's what we're doing.
She could do physical
yes,
things.
Exactly.
I mean, like, but she could pick a guy up and throw him.
You're
not saying he would let her.
Around?
But she could do things physically that David Arquette couldn't do.
Well, and I think part of it, too, was it was
like
supposed
that.
To be.
They got into it. She's fucking him up.
And correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it supposed to be a rib on Jarrett because he was leaving and they had him drop it to China because he was leaving?
Yeah, that's the big argument, and he's said different. He said he just was trying to get a new contract.
He's
and
a
they
cock.
Were, he didn't want to give up the belt without getting a contract, which is not the first time anybody's ever said
no,
that.
No, but he's just I never liked that guy. I always thought he was mediocre.
You're not a Jerichoholic?
No, not Jericho.
Oh.
Jarrett.
Jeff Jarrett.
J-E-F-F.
Yeah, he's a fucking, I don't like him either.
He definitely did not fit as the world champion in WCW with all the heavyweights rolling around there. I didn't think. What's your guys? Somebody's got to give me a favorite Intercontinental title match.
I can tell you right now, it's any of the Michaels Razor Ramon ladder matches. While not a traditional match, those are definitely memorable and fun to watch anytime.
I still gotta go with the Hart perfect match in SummerSlam '91.
Same here. That's my favorite.
I mean, when you asked earlier who first pops in my mind when I think Intercontinental champion. It's not either of those two. That's still probably my favorite Intercontinental title match.
Yeah, and Bulldog and Hart had that match that the next year, mm-hmm. which I like, but I don't think it is the same as the... Plus, Perfect was working Hurt, which makes that match even better. Yeah. Freak. We didn't even get to that late 90s run. I mean, The Rock having the belt, him and Austin throwing the belt off the bridge. I mean, that was big shit for the Intercontinental title.
Very true.
Austin breaking his neck in the match with Owen Hart and winning the belt with the shittiest roll-up in history.
That was absolutely
worst. Fucking, that was a big time for the belt. Then they started just throwing it on people, it looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's a lot of forethought into who they're just... I mean, granted, I didn't watch the product, but none of these guys are impressive.
You weren't watching at the time of the Attitude Era?
Oh, good point. Well, at the Attitude Era, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you just wouldn't have known.
Into the Attitude Era, it's just crap.
I don't know, man. Jericho, Engel, Benoit...
Yeah, but right after that, Rikishi, I mean, that's the beginning of the end for it.
So I've noticed they start putting the belt on not, I guess, who your top picks would be around the Invasion era. Anyone else notice that?
Yes.
Thoughts?
Totally agree. Invasion is, well, I guess it would be, ooh.
When you say Invasion era, what do you mean by that?
Whenever they ran the angle WCW and ECW taking over, like they had Shane McMahon running WCW and Stephanie McMahon running ECW.
You got to remember that. It was like 2001.
Around that time is Christian to Edge to Test to Edge to William Regal, Van Damme, and Prince Albert. It was the first one. I didn't mention him. Yeah, just it kind of... It became one of those. It became a prop, essentially.
And part of the reason is, too, I think, you know, around the Invasion era, they also were, you know, they brought in the WCW belts also. So you had, like, a dozen championships floating around
right
at the same time. So
making them damn near worthless.
Pretty much. In the United States title.
When you have that many championships and only two brands, every match is a title shot.
Who's
the fucking Takeshi 6'9 wannabe in between Kane and Billy Gunn here?
In between Kane and Billy Gunn. That is Jeff Hardy.
Jeff Hardy, yeah. He looks like a fucking weirdo right there.
That's pretty fair.
He's not even painting his face there.
Yeah, you should see Jeff Hardy these days. In fact, either of the Hardy boys these days, like Broken Matt Hardy, that's weird.
I like it.
Do you? I don't know.
I kind of do too, actually.
I mean, they've kind of pissed it away now. But
yeah, fair enough, but just from the outside looking in, it's a weird looking.
It'll have legs when they break him away again.
Yeah.
Boy, Diesel was an Intercontinental Champion.
Not for long, though, was he?
Must not have been.
He won it from Razor, then Razor got it back.
Yeah, I wasn't watching back then.
So it looks like at Big Show's run, they started with the white belt. It's carried all the way out through until today. Yeah. Is it still white today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cody changed it over to the white, and then they've stuck with it ever since.
Yeah, he brought back the old belt, didn't he? Because that picture's got him in the one circa 98, 99.
Yeah, Diesel held it for actually 138 days. That's way longer than I thought. That's, in one run.
Yeah.
But he won it from Razor, who had it for 146 before that. And Razor won it back, like you said, and had it for nearly 200 days after that.
Really?
So the better part of a year was those three guys. Over a year was, or those two guys, Razor and Diesel, fighting over it.
Hmm.
That's a long program.
Yeah, you know, we should have mentioned The Rock was a pretty good champ. Owen Hart was a good champion as well. Very much so. Anybody we're missing?
I think that pretty much covers the whole list.
It just makes you wonder. Just
fucking angry.
If that circumstances were different, like who they would have elevated. I mean, you think they would have put the? You think they would have put the?
Yeah, Jericho
Angle Benoit run.
Who do you think that they originally planned when they put the IC title on them? That they saw future heavyweight champion? Because I mean, Rick Rude. I could see them thinking they were going to put the title on him.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry Von Erich. I could see it there. The Mountie. No fucking way.
No fucking
Who's
way.
After the Mountie? Is that Piper?
Yeah.
Looks like Roddy Roddy.
Piper?
Maybe.
Maybe?
No.
They knew he was getting
in. He is leaving. Okay.
It was for Hart at for Hart to win at WrestleMania.
Bulldog? Yes. Michaels? Yes. Jannetty? No. I think they did.
Really?
I think they.
Around that time, though?
You know what?
This at is that after time, he had assaulted a
that's
police
what I was
officer.
At that time, they knew he was a fuck, so no. Scott Hall? I don't know if they would have ever put the title on him. That's the weird thing.
Ooh, I think they would.
I think they would have. I think knowing what I know now and his history in professional wrestling up to that point, that he had such experience, I think they would have.
But you get the Diesel, and then it stops. Jarrett, no chance. Who's after that?
Shane Douglas.
Yeah.
No chance.
Nah, they probably had high hopes for
Douglas.
I think
that's Dean Douglas.
You think so? Then Goldust, I don't think they would have ever put the belt on him.
I think they should.
Russo might have thought it, but nobody else in the company. Ahmed Johnson, no.
For sure. Yes, they thought he was world champion.
Dude, you think so? Really?
Oh, my. Ahmed Johnson was one of their biggest stars in 96.
I got to agree.
They probably thought about it for probably 3 weeks, and they saw him kill people trying to body slam him. He's hurting so many people, they knew there was no way.
I can't argue that.
He looked the part, though.
For sure.
I loved him. I thought he was, came out in the red. I mean, he was a monster.
I thought he was good, too.
Marrow, no. Triple H, no, not until he started banging the daughter.
Right.
He was going to be king of the ring. They thought he was going to be the shit.
Then you get the Rock, obviously. Owen Hart.
Yes.
Does he ever get a heavyweight title run?
Should have.
He should have.
I loved him.
I think they would have always liked him.
I think they would have given him at least a run with it and just see.
Because
let's see what happens.
What's set up there is the feud with Austin. You have the brother. Like, you could go back and have the Austin-Owen Hart feud.
And it transitioned into a Bret Hart.
To me,
or it transitioned from a Bret Hart feud back into a Bret Hart. It was a family thing.
Yes. You could have done that. Shamrock, probably. I bet they entertained the thought of putting the belt on Shamrock.
I guarantee they did.
He was just a lunatic.
That doesn't help.
Val Venus, probably not. Road Dogg, probably not. Godfather, probably not. Edge, yes,
maybe,
because they...
You think at the time, though?
With Edge? Because they built him up so big.
His first run, though, you think that they had plans for him to have it?
No, I think they knew someday he would be the guy that would hold a championship just because he was so young. And remember how they did the crowd thing? I mean, that was like one of the first real different entrances they did. Then the Brood. I mean,
I think this is also a big test that let's see what they can do.
And that's what you're getting at after the... That's your point.
And I think part of it, too, is just that, like, I'm trying to think at the time whenever, you know, you had Val Venus, you had Road Dogg and Godfather. It's just like, none of these guys are.
Well, you say that about Godfather. Godfather was probably one of the most popular guys on the roster his entire run.
They all were right there. I mean, but that's the thing. Val Venus was popular.
Very.
Road Dogg was popular.
Very.
I mean, like, those guys would get huge pops.
Oh, you didn't know?
But then you get the Jericho, Angle, Benoit, Eddie Fuck. Guerrero. Does Rikishi, do you think they ever plan on putting on Rikishi because he's the one that hit?
I hope not.
I did it for my brother. What's the quote?
I did it for The Rock.
I did it for The Rock. But how fucking over was he with Too Cool?
Yeah, I mean, to say with Grandmaster Sexay.
Rikishi's champion in 2000. I don't think they. Maybe.
But the thing is, when they had the brand split and they had two belts, how many of these guys would have been champions if there were only one belt, is my question. Yeah, that's another thing you bring into it.
Yeah, face of the company.
Do you think Mysterio ever gets a title run?
No.
Do you think Eddie Guerrero?
No.
I would have never thought at the time, no.
Do you think Benoit? I mean, Benoit.
Jeff Hardy.
Benoit.
Maybe Benoit.
But here's the thing, though. They closed out WrestleManias.
Yep.
So, I mean, like, maybe they would have. That's where I go back and forth.
But they close out WrestleMania is because they're the champ.
But did
Mysterio didn't?
No, but who won the belt? Benoit won his belt closing out Mania.
Yeah.
And didn't Eddie Guerrero win his belt closing out Mania?
No, he was already champ.
He was already champ.
He beat Lesnar the pay-per-view prior.
So beat Lesnar.
And then beat Angle at Mania.
The fuck?
It's an interesting dichotomy there.
Who's the most natural out of all those guys when they came in, got the belt, in our age from watching? Who did you know was going to be a star right away?
Right away?
Michaels. I mean, from way back when he was with the Rockers, man, I really could have put him.
I thought Jannetty was the star out
really?
Of those two.
And he had been around forever. And I mean, like, so I don't care what anyone says. That version of The Rock, I didn't ever see him being a champion, like, looking at it.
No.
The one for me was Kurt Angle.
Yes, good call.
That's a good one.
Great I mean, like, call. You just knew he was going to be, I mean, like, he picked it up so quick. He had charisma.
The night after Owen died, they had Raw in St. Louis, mm-hmm. and Angle wrestled a dark match. And my brother goes, that guy's a fucking stud. I was like, oh, shit, really? He's like, look at him.
I'll tell you one guy I would have been wrong on. I would have said Shelton Benjamin, and they just dropped the ball on him.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, 100%. But they had Booker T at that time. I mean, I'm not kidding.
You're exactly right.
If Booker T is not there, he holds the belt.
Boys, I've removed the image from our broadcast. We can keep talking about it, but I just wanted to let you know.
Well, I think we're about
how are we doing on time?
I think we're about ready to play.
We're at 1 hour and 1 minute of recorded time.
I think it's time to name that wrestler.
I hope so.
Everybody name their favorite Intercontinental title match?
How much time do we have left?
Probably 29 minutes.
29 minutes. Can we pause for the cause, as Stone Cold would say?
You got to go to the bathroom, Tebow?
I need to use the restroom. Just
run for it.
Go use the restroom. We'll kill time.
Okay.
You can kill some time.
Go drop your deuce.
Any other favorite Intercontinental title matches out of there? I love the Austin Rock match where he backdrops all the nation on the truck and did all that shit.
Remember that?
Oh. It's good stuff.
No, I got to say, though, that I didn't appreciate Rick Rude enough, I feel like, back in the day. By looking at that long-haired picture of him, you know, I just remember the short-haired Rick Rude.
He was fucking money.
Yeah, I like old Rick Rude.
He was money. He was a cheating bastard. He'd just talk shit to everybody. He had Heenan with him. Oh,
fucking
Heenan.
Doesn't
get any better.
Yeah, I feel like anywhere he went in any time period, he was gold. I mean, even after the WCW jump, whenever he was with the Dangerous Alliance, I hated him so much. But now I'm just like, made for such awesome TV. And this was at the point WCW was not at its peak. I'll just say that this was 92.
There's a guy who could have gone back to WWF if he doesn't get hurt in the match with Sting in Japan. Mm-hmm. He gets through his WCW run, goes back to WWF, and feuds with Austin for the title 3 years later.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it would even take 3 years.
Think it would have been quick? Well, I mean, Austin wasn't champion for another
four years
after it.
I know. I was just making the point that, you know, as soon as he jumps back a year, he's probably in the world title picture.
Oof.
Let me ask you about this. Neither of you guys brought this up. Royal Rumble 2001. Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho. Oh, that's your dead time, ain't it?
What do you mean?
2001 in your dead time?
Not completely. I just kept looking at that. I kept seeing Jericho, Benoit, and Angle right next to each other. Sure. And looking at those guys, I mean, good Lord. Talk about some fucking workers.
Right.
And that's at that strange, it was kind of when wrestling fell off. Fell off the huge, we're as big as, you know, well, WCW and WWF and everything.
Peaks and valleys, man. If the wars were the peak, then the next valley down is what you're talking about, right?
That's the valley.
Yeah.
That April 2001. In fact, McMahon did an interview around that time. That was when the XFL came and went. That was when they went through a real transition, and they lost a big, big class of their viewing audience. Any thoughts, Alex?
One thing I was going to say, at least as far as that Jericho Benoit angle feud or whatever you want to call it. Well, you said Royal Rumble 2001, is that right?
Right.
So I might be off base saying this. Did Angle get a title shot at that pay-per-view?
Let me check.
Royal Rumble 01? Because I felt like it was right before that he... I remember he wrestled Benoit.
I think Rock beat him. I think he was champ going into that.
I remember Benoit and Angle. I'm trying to think if I'm...
Royal Rumble 2001. Here's our match list. Well, okay.
And there's ways to go.
Oh, no, I got to make this a little bit bigger.
Okay, so he's already champion at that point.
Well, he beat Triple H for the title, it looks like.
No, he was Kurt Angle champion, defeats Triple H.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's right, because they had that big 7 or 8 man, 6 man, whatever, big cage match at the pay-per-view before.
Mm-hmm.
It was Austin, Triple H, The Rock, Angle, Rikishi, Undertaker, I think. I mean, they fucking hot-shotted it.
Yeah. I just remember not long after Angle stopped the feud with Benoit and Jericho over the IC belt, they threw him straight into the world title picture. Like, right away.
Yeah, because they had no Austin.
That's true.
Man, Tim must be dead.
They were Austinless. Oh, I don't think he'll be back. I think we should go right into the game and get going.
One other quick thing I wanted to bring up was, Alex, while we were sitting here earlier, I said, F it. I made a new overlay. And if you look, you're now official.
Sweet.
Look at that.
The font's different, though.
Shut up, man.
And I'm lowercase.
Shut up. Fuck, I forgot about
Shut
that.
Shut up, man.
I'll fix that later.
We got everybody in there now.
There's no pleasing you.
What should we do about the name? Because there's clearly more than three of us.
You could just change it to the Horseman, but...
Don't look at me on that. That That takes changing the Twitter handle and the...
There's a lot of work involved in changing this shit.
Oh, Tony Hinchcliffe's a comedian. He has a wrestling podcast, and it's something with the Horseman's Incorporated in it.
So when we do this, guys...
Yeah, tell us.
Since it's very
Eric,
quick,
what's going on?
It's very easy to cheat on this. Will you guys turn your computers just facing inward so that you can't fucking type in the person's
name? I'll do you one better. I'm going to close it.
Nope.
Nope.
I'll close mine enough.
All right.
You got to cast a tab for.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to Discord. Are you playing too or not?
Well, you got the casting here. Do we want to put it up on stream? Because if you send it to me, we can put it on stream. Otherwise,
what you are listening to,
I can
now,
just send you this document.
Yeah, share the document with me.
Is going to happen on
guess,
our YouTube
whatever,
page.
You take care of putting the picture on stream.
On YouTube,
and
you can see the wrestlers as we try to name
right
each wrestler.
Like
feel
Alex
free
Jones
to try and name them at
our
home.
Fucking waves here.
We're turning the freaking frogs, guy. I do a pretty good Alex Jones.
And I'm American. God damn it.
I like to eat.
You guys have to do an episode on that.
That was
That's what this
Jones
last weekend
or
was going to be. It just didn't work out.
God damn it, pal.
Dude, you have to.
You'll come out. You'll be.
All right. So I've got, since it's going to go a little bit faster, there's two daily doubles and a final Jeopardy, but it's 1 through 1,000 in WCW.
Are you keeping score, too?
No. You'll have to do that on your own.
Okay.
1 through 1,000 on WWF also.
Well,
so,
then I am going to open a spreadsheet.
I was gonna say, we'll have to have our computers open then, or... Is there a paper?
I got it taken care of. I'm not going to cheat.
I got it. I'll just mark in here who gets the question right. We'll just go that way.
Is Big Easy playing?
No, I got the
Negative. He's going to put the stuff on stream and the pictures. Okay. He's going to throw the picture up here for you, the person whose real name you have to do. So.
All right. It's going to take me just a minute here, boys.
No worries. We're all good. Who's going to win this thing?
You're casted up there just telling everybody what. I mean, this no guarantee nobody's picking that one right now either. So, I mean, you know, that you have to wait for them to pick what. What, suppose they don't want WCW for 100, Everett?
I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. Let's just do it. You cast up there and you do your thing whenever you cast. We'll keep it off the stream.
We're gonna start with TO. Okay. We're gonna go to Alex and then Corey. So what do you got? You got 1 through 1,000 on WCW and 1 through 1,000 on WWF.
I'll do WWF for 1,000.
WWF for 1,000. All right.
Here.
Everett, you putting the picture up for
him?
No. What I think we should do is say if we think he's going to get it after we give the wrestler name and see if he gets the fake name. Like if I think Tim will get it, I'll say yes. If you think he won't get it, I'll say no.
So we're doing this. So that answer is not Big Van Vader. It's Leon White.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, that would be the answer though. Yeah.
So that's what we're doing. Oh
yeah, you're guessing their real name.
Oh well, fuck. Okay, never mind.
It's not really guessing. It's so, do you know it?
Yeah. So WWF for.
So we're doing just yes or no.
1,000.
Yeah, I'm not gonna know this, but go ahead.
The Brooklyn Brawler.
I can't believe you don't know this. I would have said he would have known this. Anybody?
Hold on. Give me a second.
Do we not have their picture?
No, we're not doing that.
Okay, never mind. I wasn't paying attention.
If you're going to throw the picture up, it might have helped me.
Are we doing
steals? He has a hole in his shirt.
I would have had all these all beforehand.
Big holes in his shirt.
God, this pisses me off.
Are we doing steals?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And time limit? Time limit?
Let me guess. It goes his way.
Yeah, he just said.
Big
shot. I'm closing the document. I'm going to play this.
Oh, you're playing this?
Yeah. Didn't look at any of them, so.
All right.
Brooklyn Brawler, give me 10 seconds.
All right. I think Everett just buzzed you.
3, 2, 1. All right, Alex.
Steve Lombardi.
And Alex gets
God
it.
God damn it.
Nice job, Alex.
What? And how much did he just win?
He won $1,000.
Congratulations, pal. He's taking us out to lunch.
It was a real tough one.
Sorry. Dollars, huh?
Sorry, Corey.
All right.
So
what do you got?
So you said this is 1 through 1,000.
1 through 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, all the way to 1,000. Yes, 1 through 1,000.
Take the 1,000 again.
And you said, is it just WWF and WCW?
Yeah, but some of them have obviously been in both.
Is there a Final Jeopardy?
There is.
There fucking better be.
Let's just do WCW 1,000. Why not?
All right. Barry Horowitz.
His real name? You put him under WCW?
This is the Daily Double.
Oh, my God.
For 1,000, Barry Horowitz, what do you got?
I don't either.
You should have told me it was the Daily Double before you told me the guy, because...
I can't risk. You don't have any money anyway.
I have 1,000.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you won it off. What are you risking? You're risking the whole thing, or what?
Gee, now that he doesn't know it.
I'll be fair. I was probably going to say the whole 1,000, so we'll just I'll
oh
keep
my
it 1,000.
Oh, my God.
I'll just be fair about
and
it.
And his name is?
I was just going to say Barry Horowitz.
You're right. It's Barry Horowitz. That's why I did the Daily Double for it. So 2,000. Jesus.
3,000.
No, it was just a double.
I don't get 2,000 for
no,
it.
No.
Not a big trivia guy.
What do you got, Corey? Both the $1,000 slots are gone from WWF and WCW.
But doesn't it work in Jeopardy whenever they get the question, they get to pick again? Or we're just going around the room?
We're just going around.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Let's do 500 WWF.
Conservative.
The Honky Tonk Man.
Wayne Ferris.
You are absolutely right.
Wayne.
WWF for 700.
Big Easy.
Big Easy.
Oh, he's playing.
Oh, is he? Are they?
Big Easy.
I'm going to take WCW.
WCW.
For how much?
700.
WCW.
I like it.
Disco Inferno Burn.
Oh, it's another Glenn. Shit. Give me a second. It's Glenn something or other, right? Is it? No?
I'm not telling you.
What it is.
Give me a second. I know this.
You got to hurry up.
Shut up, Alex. You suck.
10.
And it's not Bill Ding.
No.
Which is what he wanted to be, an evil architect.
Really? Yes. Uh-oh.
Yes. I like that name, actually.
Disco Inferno.
I forget.
4, 3, 2, 1. You could steal.
Gilberti. Glenn Gilberti. Or Gilberti. Gilberti.
It's Gilberti, and you're right, though. Yes, Glenn Gilberti. So you get 700.
He's two.
I said Glenn.
He's a bouncer at the Spearmint Rhino.
Look at that.
Good to know.
WWF for...
Do 200. 300.
This one should be pretty easy. Stone Cold. It's his real name.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If you don't know this.
No.
No, I'm just drawing a blank. This is awful.
Will he get it? I am not sure.
I'm not going to get it. Oh, my gosh. It's,
Did you hear him?
What?
Nothing. I'll tell you after. 10 seconds.
Dr. Death would know this.
He would.
No, time's up. Steve Williams.
How the fuck? What is he? You realize we're trying to win here.
He's never going to win, sir.
No, it's Steve.
Got to give him a chance. Steve.
Now he is.
I was trying to figure out if it was Williams or Williamson.
Hold on.
Sure.
That's still not correct because that wasn't his birth name.
Was it?
No.
I have no idea. Scott, fuck, I don't know.
All right, you going to steal?
It's not his birth name.
Nope.
Right?
Yeah, Steve Williams was not his birth name.
It's not, no.
Wasn't it, gentlemen? It was Anderson, wasn't it?
Oh, got him. Steven James Anderson.
Jeez, way to go, Alex.
Yeah, he's the fucking man. So 300 for Alex on that one. And
well done. I got it wrong.
Anderson, but that's why I didn't know if it was Williamson or Williams, but it's Anderson. That's
Anderson, yeah.
News to me.
You're up next.
Let's do what's available WWF.
1, 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Let's go 9.
Why not? We got to blast through these. We got 15 minutes left on our clock here, and we got about 30 questions. So
I don't think we're going
to
get
we'll cut it.
Ted DiBiase. Okay.
Theodore DiBiase.
Wrong.
Really?
That's wrong. Mm-hmm. You going to steal?
It's not Ted DiBiase?
It's not Ted DiBiase.
Theodore.
Because Iron Mike is his dad. No, don't know.
Theodore Marvin.
He could have stole that.
I would have never fucking known that. Thank you.
Theodore Marvin is his name. Corey?
The highest available WWF.
All right. The Road Dog. We talked about him a little bit.
Come on.
For how much?
800.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
He is Brian Armstrong.
He is Brian Armstrong. So Everett?
1,200.
I will take the easiest WCW.
I bet you will. Big Van Vader.
Leon White.
Attaboy.
Take WCW for 200.
Is everybody keeping track of their own score?
Yes. Yeah.
Booker T. What's his real name?
Look at me. It was last name, but that's all I know.
Wow, really?
Yep.
Do you know it?
What do you got? 3 seconds.
Alex will know it, though.
I would guess.
I'm in the same boat as Corey. I know his last name.
Did you even guess, Tio?
No, it's something Thomas or Thompson or T. Washington.
Is it just Booker Huffman?
That's exactly right. Booker Huffman is his name. Alex wins 200.
I wasn't sure if that was actually his first name or not.
Well, it's because of the monk shot. There's B. Yeah, now that you say that.
It's Booker Huffman. Yep. So who's up next?
I'll say Booker.
I don't know where we're at. Who's
who that just
was,
picked that?
That was
Alex.
Yeah, so it's up to you.
Okay, so WWF, what's available?
1, 2, 4, 6, and 7.
What's available, WCW?
3, 4, 5, 6, 8, and 9.
Let's go WCW for 8.
Larry Zbysko.
Who might or might not be dating Alicia Fox.
You always say that.
He's always maybe right.
I don't think this is it. Is it? Is this just Larry Zbysko?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Leaping Corey Steele? Larry Zbysko.
Lawrence Zinglehaus.
That's wrong also.
Oh, okay.
It is Larry Whistler.
Whistler?
Did not know
Whistler.
That. Not one of the ones I would have studied on.
What are you picking?
The highest WWF one.
All right.
How much?
Oh! $700.
Oh.
Hacksaw.
Oh!
You know, with the tongue and the 2x4.
This is a tough one too, man.
Jim Duggan, huh?
James?
I'll say Jim Duggan.
I'll accept it. It's James Duggan. Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah. that's right.
I threw a bunch in there a couple in there anyway.
Don't
they
say
the same
that.
Name. Well, you guys have already got them all, so
okay,
it doesn't matter.
Now we know that.
I got 19 on it.
All right, Everett, what do you got?
I'll take the hardest WCW.
Looking for a Daily Double.
Y'all here.
Everybody's looking for it.
It's not happening.
WCW.
both the daily. Oh no, there is a daily double left, but this ain't it. Doink.
Matt. Matt. Goddamn.
Miss it. Doink.
Matt starts with a B.
Matt. Mm-hmm. Matt. Doink.
Matt. Oh my God.
You are wrong. You gonna steal this one?
I'm done. I'm going out. And then yeah, what?
Matt Bourne.
Incorrect. Nope. Matt Osborne.
Osborne. God damn it.
I came up with Ray Apollo.
Ray Apollo.
Maybe original Doink or something. I don't know.
The answer is Matt Osborne.
It's Matt Osborne.
Oh yeah. Who came up with the questions?
How many points?
Jesus Christ! Yeah.
How many points did I get?
You won.
How many points did I get?
900.
Oh.
2900 spot. Oh no, I got more than that.
No, I got 34.
Jesus Christ. I wish I could get all the steals.
I'll do the easiest.
Yeah, please. Thanks, Dio.
Easiest WCW or
yep,
WWE?
Easiest WCW.
Rey Mysterio Jr.
How is that easy?
I know that one.
I don't know. I can't even be.
Oscar Gutierrez.
Yep.
Yep, that's right.
Look at that.
$300.
You know that one? Fuck no.
$300, and now it's you're up, right?
So what's left?
4, 5, and 6 for WCW, and 1, 2, 4, and 6 for WWF.
Let's go 600 WWF.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Oh, jeez.
What? Really?
I know his last name. I'm just struggling on his.
Oh, wow.
Is it just Randy Poffo?
That's exactly right, okay. Randy Poffo. Okay.
I couldn't think
of it. Randall.
We would have accepted Randall.
4,000.
Leaping Lanny's brother.
I'm trying to land the daily double. 400 WCW?
Dusty Rhodes.
Damn it, Virgil Runnels. Motherfucker.
There is.
How are we doing on time? Should we?
We got 8 minutes.
We'll be all right. We'll get it.
2,300 for me. What do you got?
4,000.
There's only five more in a final. So
I want the hardest one you have.
You want the hardest one I have?
That's what she said.
Steven Regal.
God, I don't know.
It's Lord.
Lord?
No, his name is not even close to Steven Regal. I don't even know, though. T.O., it's on you.
I don't know it either.
Anybody?
I would have said Steven Regal.
Darren Matthews.
Yeah, say it's nothing close to Steven Regal.
Corey would have got that. You didn't.
What's your trick? We got 500 for WCW and 1, 2, and 4 for WWF.
One for WWF.
Ultimate Warrior.
Jim Helwick.
Very good.
Exactly.
Look
right.
at that.
Woo! Takemichi Noku.
Okay, repeat again what's left. Sorry.
We have 500 for WCW and 2 and 4 for WWF.
Let's go to 500 WCW.
Just trying to put this out of reach.
Double A Arn Anderson.
Marty Lundy.
That is exactly right. You're goddamn good, Alex.
So that was 600?
That was 500.
500, okay.
Arn Anderson is Oscar Gutierrez. Is it my turn or what is this?
It is your turn. 2 and 400.
Come on, Oscar.
2 and 400 for
400.
Dun 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 dun.
Got it.
Daily Boom. Double. Sergeant Slaughter.
Risk it all.
All of it on Sergeant Slaughter.
Robert Remus.
Yes.
Son of a bitch. It all went and it all came. You got it, buddy.
4,200.
What do you have, Al?
45.
Oh, it's a game, all
we
of a sudden.
We're
going
to have to go back
Everett
and check.
200 WWF is the last one left, and it is CM Punk.
I should know that. He's been fighting fucking all over the place lately. What's his name?
And the
Brooks.
Winner, and
Brooks,
then you hear
Brooks.
The loser, and then this guy's name.
What, do you want half the money if you get the last name? Yes. I don't understand.
Half the money. Oh, fuck.
That's just brother talk right there. Phil Brooks.
Phil, that's right.
Yeah, what a horrible that's name. Exactly right. So who gets the fucking money here? You just stolen it? All right,
it.
All right, he got it. All right.
Philip.
So
loaded. I got
that's
like
it.
Grand.
Final Jeopardy.
I'm risking it all.
This
you're risking it all?
Take us to the break.
Well, we need to know what's...
Yeah, what's the scores here?
I got 4,500.
45, Corey, 42, right?
42.
I have like 1,000.
I got $8.
All right. So, it's really between you two, 42 and 45. What are you guys risking?
Well, I need to know what's the category?
Wrestling.
That's it? All right.
Damn, I didn't see that coming.
Okay, I got mine down.
It is a wrestler's name.
Wrestler's name.
I'm jotting it down, so...
I've typed mine in.
Okay.
You can come look at it if you want.
Yeah, I believe
you.
I want someone to go look at Corey's.
And the answer to the question is?
It's a two-part.
Oh, two-parter.
Ooh. Tag team.
Okay.
It's a two-part. So you guys ready?
Yep.
The first is Jake the Snake Roberts' real name, and the second is his snake's name.
Which snake?
The first one.
The main one, yeah.
Oh,
I don't know his real name. I know the snake.
Hey, easy with the Google in there, Corey.
I know his last name. The fuck is his first name?
It's not an easy one.
Oscar.
De La Hoya.
Dresses in women's clothes.
From time to time.
All right, guys. We anywhere close? Or?
I'll go first. We ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alex, are you on your phone?
No, I'm just jotting down my answer.
On your phone.
Mm-hmm. Phoner.
You got it? You fucking remember that first name?
Barely.
It's not an easy one.
The snake's name is Damien.
That's okay. The easy part.
That's the easy part.
Half of it for that.
There's half the money.
half of what?
half of the bank of T.O.
Yeah.
So what do you get?
he risked it all,
his
so.
His dad was... last name was
this is good. We've got 20 minutes left.
You really have 20 minutes?
No.
I can't remember his dad's name. I mean, he was a booker though, and he was an asshole.
Grizzly Smith.
Yep. Okay.
Grizzly Smith.
What do you got?
Junior.
My wager was 2600.
Uh-huh.
His real name, Aurelian Smith.
You're the fucking man.
Snake's name was Damien.
But we gotta see what Corey risked here to see if you won or not.
I didn't spell it right. Altorian Smith Jr. Damien.
Jr. is correct, though, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a junior.
So I spelled it right. Well, that's still not right. You're right.
Yeah, he's right. Yeah. Alex is the big winner for today.
Loser.
Who won last week? Alex won last week.
These two always win.
He's never lost.
Right.
Should be the two horsemen with the other guys.
The two horsemen,
the two horsemen,
the
and a couple
bus.
Dudes that like
I
wrestling.
I couldn't think. I'm like,
or we're the three horsemen,
it,
and there's something else.
Is it Arlene or Artorian? And I was like, I'm gonna go with Altorian.
How are we doing on time?
We got 4 minutes to wrap it up here. What are final what thoughts on the Intercontinental?
Oh, we'd have to. This is how we'd wrap. You're doing hour 32 minutes, right?
Right now we're at an hour and 26 minutes recorded. You tossed so on have a six minute minutes. And a half of each intro.
We have 6 minutes
in and out.
Oh. So we'd actually have 3 minutes?
About that.
Do you want to talk about next week?
Yeah, what are we doing next week?
Next week.
I say ring gear.
I'm with it.
That's awesome.
Good with me.
Sounds good to me, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'd...
What about the fucking... Was it Rick Martel that had, like, the... Where you used to shoot the mist out?
Arrogance.
Yeah. Arrogance, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. And then Johnny B. Bad blowing the shit out into the stands.
Demolition.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ring
talk
gear,
about
man.
Tights, talk about...
Would you consider like great Muay Thai?
We already talked about the shoulder. Yeah, his
fucking
Muay Thai. As part of his attire, though?
Part of a gimmick?
Part of the gimmick?
Okay. I want to know when the grease.
It's not as part of his gear, though.
When the what? And I wagered $3,500 out of fucking beat you.
The grease in the hair and the wet look started.
Like what Demolition had?
Well, one, it's always a bad guy. People have been greasing their hair for a long time. Not the long fucking runny hair.
Bad guys, though.
Okay, give me a good guy.
We're running out of time right here.
Well, I mean, Roman Reigns is the biggest baby face in that company. They're trying to.
I said back a long time ago.
But when does it start though? I mean, it also goes with black trunks were black. You know, like bad guys wore black.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Well, I mean, something we'll debate next week.
So next week is gear, not gimmicks, right?
Next week is gear. No, we've done gimmicks. We're doing gear.
So answer my question: is Great Muta spit part of his gear, or is that part of his gimmick?
It's part of the gimmick.
Because he comes out with it every time.
Regardless. We can cross him. Who gives a fuck? We do whatever we want anyway.
Good point. We make the rules.
Do whatever we want anyway.
He
no
still
shit,
works.
Right?
What about Vader when he had the big headset?
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ads in the headset.
Yeah, that like elephant fucking thing. Part of the gear. Yeah.
And it shot the smoke out.
Yeah,
yeah, it was cool.
Definitely part of the gear.
All right, that's it, boys. We gotta wrap her up.
We got to get out of here. You well, in that case, the new wrestling snob, his name is Alex.
For T.O., the WrestlingSnob.com.
That's right. For T.O., for Eric, for Big Easy, that was a fun game at Jeopardy. We'll be back next week to talk about ring gear, our favorite ring gear. Until then, find another podcast to fucking listen to.
Yeah, and don't forget to check out YoRadio.com, everybody. See you there.
Always said that. Bye.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.